once in a blue moon, I'll have a mixed drink.
Yeah.
I do like daiquiris a lot.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't care if I never had a drink. I don't think it's important to our well-being.
Right.
And why drink things just to be sociable? You don't have to. What's this for?
It's a little microphone. That's
Are you recording me?
Yeah, is that okay?
No.
You have so many good stories, and you had that good story about finding those tapes of, who was it? Your Aunt Helen?
No, it was Uncle Walter and Aunt Susie, yeah, and my cousin, Helen Gregerson, her brother, Richard Oliver. His son did the recording.
Yeah, right.
Because Aunt Susie and Uncle Walter, they were the last ones left in the Rick family.
Right.
And they were the only ones to tell the stories anymore.
Right. Yeah, see, I mean, you know, someday I won't be around and you won't be around and my kids can listen to this and go.
Well, will right? they even want to?
I don't know, maybe not. Who knows? Would you want to if you had a recording of your parents? Wouldn't you listen to it?
I don't know if I would or not.
Really? You don't think you'd want to hear them talk about, hear them tell stories?
Well, my parents didn't do that. My, you didn't know my dad.
Mm-hmm.
He was an unusual man.
Unusual how?
He was an unusual man. I was an unwanted child.
Is that true?
Yeah, there was my sister. Yeah, well, give me that top thing.
This?
Yeah, thank you.
And
I was supposed to be a boy, and my name would have been Beryl. And
Beryl, how do you spell that?
I don't know.
Like
B-E-R-A-L-U-N-D.
Wow.
Well, there's the scissors. I'm gonna
say. Okay.
Anyway, as I turned out to be a girl, you know, my mother couldn't help it. It wasn't her idea that I was a girl. She probably wanted a boy, too. And
so tell me, you just have one sister, right?
Yeah, well, she died just this year.
Just recently, right?
Yeah, last year.
But you were, right, so there was two girls.
And that's it.
And they wanted a boy.
Yeah, well.
Did they tell you that?
Oh, well, I knew that. I just...
Like, as a kid you knew that, or they told you as an adult?
Well, I don't know when I knew that. Forever, I knew that.
You didn't, like, grow up your whole life knowing that your parents really wanted a boy. You didn't grow up feeling disappointed, I guess.
I don't know how to express it, really.
Hmm. Can we do it?
Yeah, because I don't think I can even do that.
Oh, yeah. What do we do here?
Well, you do the outside through. Read the
directions. Oh, step one, I got to follow the directions.
Yeah.
Huh? Gently lift. What is this? Just a box for checks,
for
right?
the checks,
yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
And they're right here. Well, we might as well as we're talking.
Absolutely.
I must be almost out because that's why I sent one.
Yeah. So you were supposed to be Barreland. How many years were there between you and your sister?
A year and a half.
A year and a half. That's pretty. That's not very long.
No.
Yeah.
Well, see, my mother was older when she got married, and
how old were your parents when they got married? How old is old?
I was born when my mother was it 35 or 38 or...
Yeah, that is older.
But my dad was 9 or 10 years younger than she was.
And, oh, really?
And she was always very sensitive about that.
Hmm.
My mother was a star... stenographer for the War Department during World War
Wow.
And she could type like a house fire. She knew immediately when she hit the wrong key. Yeah, she'd go, because she knew she.
Right.
Yeah, she was Nicholas' stenographer and thought highly of back in Washington, D.C. And she worked in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. Hmm. That's this particular office of the War Department.
And she was a stenographer. What did your dad do?
Well, my dad was in the Army. And I think he had I don't really know for sure because I never heard any stories. But I got the impression that he had terrible childhood. His father was nowhere in the picture.
So you never knew your grandfather?
I knew my mother's father, who was a gem, a wonderful man. Yeah, my mother's father, that grandfather.
Are you being sarcastic, or he really was nice?
Oh, he was really, really nice.
Oh, okay.
You can underline it about 10 times.
Well, you had a smirk on your face. I couldn't tell if that was sarcasm or if you were...
I'm not that sarcastic.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be. No, my... all my mother's relatives are lovely people, and I knew very few of my father's people.
So you said he had a rough childhood?
Yeah, he never talked about his past, never. So we never knew anything about him.
Right.
His health was not great because he was injured during the war, and he made the best of it, and he worked for Keno's grocery store.
Yeah.
For years and years and years and years.
Hmm. What were your parents' names?
My father's name was Irwin Richard Farlander. He had an older brother named Arthur Farlander who lived in California, who had four children, and he was an Episcopalian minister.
And what was your mom's name?
Her name, she was baptized Anna Hazel.
Okay.
And she was never called Anna in her entire life till she was 80-something when they called her by her baptized name in the hospital.
Hmm.
She just, all her life she was called Hazel.
And, yeah, okay. I mean, people go by their middle name sometimes.
I know, but it was so confusing. And here's this poor old lady that was sick as a dog.
Yeah.
You know, she had very serious cancer.
Hmm.
Well, anyway, it was hard, I think, for her.
I remember going over to Jim and Francie's house when I was a little kid, and there was a piece of mail. We were on their office or something, and there was a piece of mail on the desk for James Borquist. And I was probably like 11 or 12 at the time. And I was like, who's James Borquist? Like, I had no concept that people had names that weren't their full names. Because my dad's name's Paul and my name is Scott. You know, so there's no... Because the connection between James and Jim is not the most logical for an 11-year-old. And I remember that. And I remember thinking, oh, that is so weird. You know, what if my name was Scott, but my real name was like, I don't know, Andrew or something like it's... But, yeah, it's the same sort of thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
So she was really sick in the hospital?
Grandma died of bone cancer, and she had the cancer for 3 years before she died. And my dad had retired from the grocery business by then, and he took care of her at home.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want people around very much.
Right.
And the house could get really, really dirty. And he would just assume that we didn't do any cleaning at all.
When you say we, who do you mean we?
Well, my sister, maybe.
Right.
And I.
Was he embarrassed by it, you think? Or?
It's just his nature. He didn't want any strangers in the house.
He didn't want any help?
Yeah, I don't know. You figure him out.
I know somebody else who doesn't want help, and it's just kind of funny.
Yeah, are you talking about me?
I would never imply that.
Well, I would rather be able to do things myself. I am very grateful for the help.
Right. You've always been extremely independent. I mean, I think ever since I've known you. What do you attribute your strong independence to?
I don't know.
Is that a side effect of having a large family, you think? Like, is it...
In a way it has to be, because right. The kids, while I fed them and dressed them and kept them clean and saw that they did what they were supposed to do, there certainly wasn't much one-on-one time with any one child. Right. And I certainly tried my best not to show any favoritism of any kind.
Right.
Because I think that is very harmful to a child.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I think children were brought up with more of a spirit of independence. Now kids are walked to school, practically escorted to the door.
Mm-hmm.
We walked a mile to school every day. I only remember being driven to school about twice in my life.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I think that walk to school and our creative ways of getting there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think that was a learning experience.
I feel a loss of independence. My children are very dependent on, well, what can we do now? What should I do? Well, I don't know. I mean, you're a 12-year-old boy. Go figure it out. I mean,
go read a book.
Well, they only ever want to do one thing, so that's the problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've got
to. Yeah, so that's what I always tell.
Yeah,
so
it's, you've got to squelch that.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Do you like being alone? And you've lived alone for a while now, right? Let me preface this, because I think it would make you nervous, or you would have issues if there were people in your house. Like when Joanne was here, like I think that puts you a little bit out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Well, Joanne's so unpredictable that. It was fine. I liked having her here, but yeah. Then I have to put up. I mean, I have to tolerate. Is not the word.
You're choosing your words very carefully right now, aren't you?
I'm trying to, because I don't want to say anything unkind.
Oh, you would never.
Oh yes, I would.
I've never heard you say a mean word.
Well. I have said mean words. Wow. Anyway,
I'm just wondering if your independence and your desire to be alone is a side effect of having such a big family. I mean, you probably were never alone with having such a big family, right? I mean,
I like to be alone. Now, your dad showed me some snowdrops that I hadn't noticed mm-hmm. were coming up, and they're the first flowers that bloom. And I love those, and I'll probably spend time just outside looking at them.
Right.
So.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
So what else do you want to know?
Well, I brought a list of just ideas, of just topics. Maybe I'll ask you a question, and we'll just see where it goes.
Well.
I don't really have anything to do today. My wife is going to play with my mother at 5 o'clock, so... Figure I'd just come over and talk to you and see how you're doing.
Okay. Well, you have to eat something pretty soon. Oh, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
You just did it so silently.
I'm that good.
So now I can put the checks in there.
Right.
And there's an old box in the dining room, and I can throw that one away and use this one.
Right. Maybe we should say, for anyone who's listening, Grandma got new checks from the bank, so we're putting together her check box and new checkbooks in the
In sequence.
In the box, right? Yes.
In sequence.
Absolutely. So today is what? What day is today? February 3rd. Mm-hmm. Saturday.
I renewed my books.
What books?
Library books.
Are they romance novels?
They're not all that. The one that I haven't got very far in, because it isn't a compelling book, is about the early fur trade in the central part of North America.
Yeah.
And I always find that dealing with the Indian tribes and the,
mm-hmm.
and how that area developed. And it had to develop like any other area of the U.S.
What library do you go to?
The one out on 150, it's Sunnyside.
The new one?
Yeah, up there by the high school. 155th and something, isn't it?
I think that sounds right, yeah.
I can look and
okay.
see.
Yeah, we got a new library in Canby. It's pretty nice.
It is at Clackamas County.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, mine mm-hmm. is too. I could have given my books to you.
There you go.
For return.
That's
you
right.
Take that one over in the corner. That one's completely done.
Yeah. Do you read a lot?
Oh, yeah.
How much do you think you read?
I would read all day if I had the opportunity.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Do you have a goal? Like, do you try and read for an hour a day? You just whenever you have time?
Whenever I have time. I always read before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's relaxing.
Yeah.
No matter what I'm reading, it relaxes me, even if it's a big murder mystery.
Yeah. What kind of books, what types of books do you like to read?
Everything.
Not science fiction, though. I tried to get you to read one science fiction book, and you didn't read it all.
No, that's dreadful stuff.
That's the one? You'll read everything else?
Oh, I probably wouldn't read.
But, I mean, you wouldn't specifically avoid a topic. I know you like to read romance novels because you loaned me. I think we traded books one time, didn't we? I think I tried to get you to read that science fiction book and you gave me.
I read 100 pages of it and I figured that's enough.
That was an award-winning book, too. That book won many
fine,
awards.
Let them win the awards. They're not getting it from me.
No Dorothy Baker Achievement Award?
No.
Okay. All right. So tell me, we talked a little bit about your parents. Tell me, where did you meet Frank?
Young People's Club at church.
How old were you when you met him?
Probably 19, 20.
And so they had like a youth group, so kids would go and hang out? And.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had fun. We had a lot of friends through that club.
Mm-hmm. How many kids were in that group? Was it a big group?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were all young adults.
Mm-hmm.
And almost all of them married off.
Like within the group?
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the place to go meet?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What attracted you to Grandpa?
He was tall and blonde, handsome. You know, like any young girl.
Yeah. He was, so he had hair back then, obviously, right?
Yes, he did, but he was beginning to lose it already.
Because I think you've told me before, I mean, he lost all his hair in his early 20s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. So he was tall and blonde, and that got your attention.
And he, he was about 6'4",
mm-hmm.
6'3½", 4". And he had a job. Sure. He worked at the box company.
Oh, even back then?
Even back then. And he had worked for a box company in Los Angeles when they lived there. And then they moved up to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what else.
Did you have a job at the time?
I generally had some kind of job. I worked part-time so I could pay my college tuition at Marylhurst. And I was going to college, probably on a scholarship, because we had to pay our own, either paying for it myself or on a scholarship. And then we would take three buses out there because we were day students.
Mm-hmm.
Or else we got a ride with somebody and paid somebody for the gas that they spent going out there.
Yeah, do you remember your first date with Grandpa?
Yes, the first date, he didn't remember it but years later, but I did.
Oh, really?
And we went to the Harlem Globetrot.
Really?
Yeah, and he didn't remember at all.
That sounds like a fun date, actually, because it'd be fun. I mean, entertaining and not...
Well, see, my family didn't do anything sports because my dad was not a sportsman. He was not a hunter. He was not a fisherman.
Right.
He just didn't do any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And until I was 9, our family didn't even have a car or a phone for a long time. I was a young teen, about the age of your boys, when we got our first phone. And then it was a party line.
Right, all the phones were back then. They yeah. only really had party because of the...
Yeah, it was Sunset 1206.
Wow.
Yeah.
What year were you born?
1928.
It was the early 40s when you first got a phone, probably? Wow.
I don't remember what year.
So you were a teenager.
During the war.
Yeah, during the war, huh?
I remember the announcement over the radio early that Sunday morning when they declared war in Japan. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing Franklin Roosevelt declare war. The day that would live in infamy.
You heard that speech live? Yeah. I mean, that's a famous speech now, right?
I heard it.
Wow, that's cool. What do you remember what you thought?
Well, when you're 12 or however old I was. Yeah, it was.
Did you have enough foresight? Was that scary? Did you process it? I mean, that's a pretty big deal, right? Historically speaking.
Well, when you're 12, how was I, 12?
Well, I mean, 13
probably.
Yeah, 13, 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the war started in 41.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, I know my dad was disturbed by the declaration of war. We can go out in the other room, you know.
I'm fine here, unless you want. If you want to go sit on the couch, it's more comfortable. But this
or
is...
we can work a puzzle. Are you good at puzzles?
Oh, I'm not. You already did one puzzle.
Oh well, you can do 5 a day. Or more.
Can you really?
Joanne and her boys send me puzzles. See
what? Really? Oh my goodness.
Well, see.
That is like a whole. Oh, that's cool.
They're not in sequence though, so sometimes I'll have to go without an answer to the puzzle.
Oh, I was going to say, what does it matter what order they're in? But if you have to, I see.
Yeah,
that's funny.
If you want to know the ones you don't know.
So she cuts them all out of the paper and
says. Well, she hears the boys and then they send a whole bunch of them. Yeah. I talked to her last night. Well, it was Matthew that called.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked to me too. She and Matthew have bad colds.
Mm-hmm.
Adam was okay. And Steve had cut his hand on some basketball rim that was jagged.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to have 5 stitches in it.
Wow.
But that would be very uncomfortable to have
yeah.
5 stitches right in your hand.
Mm-hmm. Probably a tetanus shot, too, if it was rusty, maybe.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Well, I think the medical people do that routinely.
Probably.
For the hand.
Yeah.
And for a basketball rim.
Yeah. Yeah. How long did you date Grandpa before you guys decided to get married?
Just about a year.
Well, it's not very long.
No, we started going together in late summer. We were married in 49. All right. Well, we started going together the summer before. And we got married the next year in August, August 7th.
So you were like 20?
21.
21. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How, you know, I don't even know. How old is Grandpa? Is he the same age as you?
So you guys were... He was a week older.
Okay. So you guys were both 21?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you remember your wedding?
Sort of.
Did you have a big wedding?
I don't know.
Was your sister married when you got married?
Well, as soon as Dad and I got engaged, my sister hurried up.
Oh, really?
And got engaged after we did.
Who got married first?
She did.
Was it a rivalry? Was she trying to beat you?
We never talked about it, but isn't that a bit strange? Or your one sibling to rush around and get married because you want to be first?
Maybe. I don't know. Did she want to be first? Maybe it was coincidence. Maybe she found true love. I don't know. I wasn't there. Did that make you angry?
I took things as they developed.
Yeah.
What else can you do?
Sure. Okay.
You want to start an eternal war, you can.
Yeah. Okay. So she got married before you did.
In June.
And when did you get married?
In August.
Okay. So tell me about your wedding.
It was in the, you don't remember the old St. Ignatius.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big square building.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a picture. I saved a picture of it just to save it. Because you don't see very many buildings like that anymore. It was square building like the houses were. There was a basement where they used to have the bingo games.
Mm-hmm.
Or the funeral receptions. Or you had to fast for communion in those days. And they had breakfasts down there.
Wait, what do you mean you had to fast? How long did you have to fast for?
From midnight.
Oh, okay.
And anyway, okay, that was the basement. And then the main floor was the school. And I think there were about four classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And the only bathroom was in the basement. You know, not bathrooms like they have now. They were like a hole in the wall made all out of cement.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. And then the top floor was the church. In order to go to church, you had to go up three flights of steps. And ours was the last wedding in that old building, and then they built the new building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who was your maid of honor?
My sister.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Were you her maid of honor?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I had two friends.
Okay.
And she had none. I mean, she.
But
she didn't. I don't think she had any attendance other than me.
Right.
And she got married at Our Lady of Sorrows.
Yeah. You kind of always had a little rivalry with your sister, right? You didn't talk to her for a long time. I know that, right?
I don't know how to answer that question. But I think it's normal when there's only two of you. Didn't you always rival?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
With Dan?
Oh, I still do.
Well, see, it's just natural when there's only two of you.
Yeah. No, I just... Okay. I think I've only met her the one time.
Well, she died last year.
Right. But I think I remember... She came to Frank's funeral, right?
No.
She didn't?
No, she called me when
we got home
from the reception.
Right.
And she expressed her sympathy.
Right. But you didn't talk to her very much, even before she died, right?
No.
Okay. Do you remember the first house you bought? Mm-hmm. Or where did you?
We rented an apartment that was across the street from your mother's grandparents, Davis.
Oh, really?
And the grandpa, I don't remember his name. Was it? It was Davis.
Right. I mean, it was Alta, and yeah. I honestly don't. I never met him. He was, yeah, I don't know off the top of my head what his name was.
He was a little man.
Was he?
It was dark, as I recall. But Lord, that was so long ago. Expect me to remember.
So were you living at home before you got married?
Yeah.
And then you and Grandpa got an apartment?
That apartment there. It was upstairs.
How long did you live there? Do you remember?
About six. Well, no. I don't know. It was about a year and a half, wasn't it?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I know.
So you lived there for a year and a half? Then what?
About, and we bought the house on Martin Street.
So you bought that house. So you were 23 at the time, 24 maybe, when you bought that house? If it was a year and a half after your wedding?
No, probably a little sooner than that. Needed a lot of fixing up.
I mean, that's pretty young to buy a house.
Well, my dad lent us money to put the down payment on the house, and we used that, and then we didn't even have a checking account in those days. I used to take cash over to this guy's office that was on Woodstock Street.
To pay the mortgage, you mean?
To pay. It was $40-some a month.
Wow.
That was a lot of money in those days.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. And we had gotten to a certain point in paying it off. And Margie was in the same boat. She got lent money, too.
Mm-hmm.
We had started paying my dad back for the amount of money he lent us, and I don't remember how much it was. And Dad took care of how much we paid back and all that. Well, one Christmas time, my dad forgave the rest of the money that both of us owed him. But my mother suggested to him that the amount that Marty should pay back would include the entire amount, and ours should include the amount minus what we had paid back already.
Right.
But it wasn't. So ours was just forgiven, not paying attention to what had been done previously. And tell me if that's fair.
I'm reading between the lines that you don't feel that was fair, but I don't fully understand what happened. So walk me through that again. So you had paid a certain amount already.
Yeah, and then we were forgiven the rest.
Uh-huh.
Margie had paid none back.
Oh, I see. So you're saying that they forgave more of her loan.
Yeah.
In essence, they gave her more money than you.
Right, right.
So it wasn't fair.
Well, was it?
Well, I don't know. Life's not fair sometimes.
Yeah, true.
I tell my kids that all the time.
It's
Yeah, I see that would be frustrating, sure. Do you remember how much money it was?
In those days.
I have no concept of what a house cost back then. That's why I'm curious how much.
It didn't cost much at all.
Where did your dad, they must have had money if they could have loaned it to you, right?
Well, not easily. My mother bought the house they lived in all those years because my mother had money saved up from all her years of her stenography. She had some money. I don't know if he had any money or not. He got various lump sums from the government. He was in the Army and then in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had tuberculosis along there, too. And I don't know when he got it or where he got anything. And my sister had tuberculosis also.
Wow.
And her son, her oldest son, who was about a month older than Chris, my mother took care of him for the first year of his life because she was in a TB hospital in Seattle.
Wow.
And of course, I was having Chris about that time.
So, do you remember how long after you bought the house that your dad forgave the rest of the loan? I mean, had you been living there for 10 years, or was it three?
Not 10 years, a couple of years.
Okay.
I don't remember. And my dad didn't have any source of income other than his job and savings. And my mother's family was very frugal.
Right. Were your parents good with money?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, you have to be good with money when you don't have any.
Right, sure. Or maybe the reason you don't have any money is because you're not good with money.
Well, there was never any gambling or drinking or anything like that. All the ills.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm just, even if you don't have an addiction, you could spend more money than you should on clothes or, buy fancy food instead of buying macaroni and cheese kind of thing.
My dad was a stamp collector. He had a beautiful stamp collection. All these stamps were mounted beautifully in these huge albums. And when my niece, Margie's oldest girl, moved to Australia. Well, her name was Mary Kay. Anyway, she and her husband settled in Australia in the South Island. I forget the city. I don't remember. I'd have to look up the name of the city, but the South Island.